You're listening to a sneak peek into the most recent Chief Resident Incubator Hangout.
We're about to start our next hangout featuring Dr. Jim Adams. He's currently the chair at Northwestern University. Without much ado, let's turn it over to Dr. Adams.
Oh, thanks for having me here. It's fun to be here and fun to talk about this topic. It's a little bit of an unfortunate one because we always wish that we could go through life with no conflict. Unfortunately, that's just not how life goes, and it's definitely not how the emergency department goes. So the first thing I think that we have to realize when we signed up for that is that this is not just taking care of emergencies. There's a bunch of human beings around that, and anytime there's human beings around that, there's lots of conflict. Conflict with the patients, with the families, with the nurses, with other people in the ED, and with other services, and on and on and on. So if you think about the high-stakes decision, the pace of the decision, the intensity of the decision, and the implications of the decision, it's no surprise that there's conflict. The emergency department just has emotionally laden situations, a lot of high-consequence decisions, a lot of work, a lot of effort from a lot of people. So first message is don't be surprised by that. You got to be a master of conflict resolution and don't let it throw you. So there's a certain peace that comes from just understanding that. So to get to that place is important because you don't want to be spurring conflict inadvertently, nor do you want to be thrown and feel bad and let it ruin your day. And it does ruin your day. You know, you have a bad conflict, you dwell on it, just makes you feel bad. So at the end of this, hopefully we could end up in a place where you have some tools and techniques to approach work so these conflicts don't ruin your day and make you unhappy. The realization that it's not personal and everybody's going through it is a little bit helpful. In the moment, it doesn't help that much. So I want to go through just four like in the moment things that I want you to take with you when you go to your next shift, when you're calling the consultant on the phone or when you're asking the nurse to do something and they're pushing back or it's not going well with the patient and family. So the first thing for all of this is that you got to realize that nobody is against you. They're just for themselves. Notion of conflict, you feel like it's personal and they're pushing on you, just realize they are not against you. They're just for themselves. So set that for a second. And in the conflict, in the moment, you got to have your goal. And if you don't know what's going to be success for you, you're not going to ever be happy. So they're going to push back and they're going to try to be out for themselves. It's understandable. You're going to be out because you have your goal. And trying to make that work together is the essence of conflict resolution. Because if you understand that they're not against you and that you have a goal, then you just need to be quiet for a second and try to understand what their need is. If you understand their goal or their need, now you can align. And then that's the art of negotiation, getting that alignment. So some people think the conflict resolution is just domination and being the more powerful fighter. That just ruins your life. You can't sustain that. So the 4 points. Nobody's against you. They're just for themselves. 2, you have your own goal. 3, be quiet and understand their goal. 4, create that alignment. You'll be surprised how well that works with every single person. And so whether it's the nurse who's being crabby, you start to understand that nurse who's feeling tired and unappreciated. You acknowledge, you know, you're working hard. You're great, but I see how tired you are. You don't get enough appreciation. I appreciate you. They're going to end up helping you out in a way like you've never been helped before. But the person on the other end of the phone, your goal, COPD exacerbation, they can't go home. We got a situation, other person on the other end of the phone who doesn't want to admit, you know, you understand their work, they're overworked, they're tired. It's a tough situation. Unfortunately, patients too sick to go home is what it is. Thanks very much. You avoid the fights as you're negotiating. It's not power, it's not domination. You start to understand the other person as well as you understand yourself. You have the emotional energy to do it. You can actually make them have their job. It's an art. It's a skill. It's a practice thing. For those in residency, especially at the end of it, this is when you should be getting those skills. The interns are just trying to get content knowledge. You got the content knowledge. You got to rehearse your language. You got to expand your view into the goals of the other person.
This podcast is brought to you by EBSCO Health's DynaMed Plus. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.